Right now, it is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kosey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What were the name of those bats you used to use in practice to hit outfielders' fly balls?
Fungos.
Bats? It finally dawned on me yesterday. Watching Major League Baseball, I was watching like everybody playing with a fungo bat. Last night the Yankees hit four more home runs. First batter up hit a home run, so the Yankees now have the record for most consecutive games in Major League history, 28 in a row, beating Texas's 27 and beating their own team record of 26. But it's a bit of a joke when you take a look at the scoreboard throughout Major League Baseball, Mike. It really is.
Well, here's the thing: all of these home run records and the Yankees hitting home runs in 28 games in a row and second baseman hitting 90 home runs a year, it means absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Here's the reason why: this year is the first year that AAA is using a Major League Baseball. You know how much home runs have increased in AAA?
Probably 33%.
50%.
There you go.
So it's not the players, It's the baseball.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just looking over the scores here. And look at the scores. If you're a baseball
purist,
every
night.
7-5, the Phillies over the Mets. The Yankees, 4-3, that's a realistic game.
Yesterday was pretty low-scoring game.
Padres defeated the Orioles 8-3. Red Sox over the White Sox, 6-3. Nationals, 6. Marlins, 1.
Yesterday was the first time in a long time where you had a full slate and there were no double-digit runs scored. So although it still looks bad, it was a low-scoring night in Major League Baseball.
it's just so many runs scored that it's
ridiculous.
Crazy.
I mean, I want to see extended innings. I want to see hit and run. I want to see bunts to a mover runner. That's why I watched Vanderbilt play Michigan last night.
And who won?
Vanderbilt forced seventh game. The kid that turned down the first-round pick, Rocker, pitched last night for Vanderbilt. He's been pitching really, really good in the regionals, and then he just continued again last night. Struck out, I think, 11 and six innings, and they went on to beat Vanderbilt. Went on to beat Michigan yesterday, forcing a game three, which is really a game seven tonight. So you play baseball since the middle of February. You have your conference championships. You have your regionals, your super regionals, your World Series, and it comes down to one game. That's pretty amazing.
All right.
So that's what I'll be watching tonight. Not the Mets, not the Yankees, Vanderbilt, and Michigan.
And once again, the Mets are now closer to last place than they are to first place.
Well, the Mets imploded again last night. You know, they were winning this game. They were winning this game. They were winning this game 4-1 at one point, and they wound up losing 7-5.
Pretty amazing. Now,
it's the Mets. That's the once you get past the start pitching in the Mets, it's like going into the valley of death. It's just a matter of time until you're going to catch the fatal bullet because one of those relievers is going to fall apart. And last night it was the first one in a third of an inning, three hits, three runs, all earned, two homers. Thank you for showing up.
All right, and there's actually five teams worse than the Miami Marlins this year in baseball. Five.
Well, they've been playing believe it or not, they've been playing a little bit better lately.
Yeah,
they've won a few games recently that I didn't think that they'd win, and they have brought their record up a little bit to respectability. Not a lot, but a little bit. They're only 17 games under 500. They're not 35 games under 500 like the Orioles. But, they're still the Marlins.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
That was pretty much all I had fired up for today was the Super Bowl that they're using now in Major Leagues and in AAA. And like I said, it proves the fact that it's not the players, it's the ball, because all of a sudden you didn't become King Kong playing in AAA with 50% more home runs. It's the baseball. And also the baseball, not only does it go further when you hit it, it goes faster when you throw it because the seams are lower and there's less resistance. So the high seams make the resistance of a baseball. It slows it down when you throw it, It inhibits the ability to travel as far when you hit it. So, but that's not what they want. They want home runs. So they say chicks dig the long ball, but I don't see too many chicks in the stands watching these games. And one other thing about baseball last night, I watched after the World Series, they put the giant Rocky game on, and Madison Bumgarner was pitching last night. And every time I watch Madison Bumgarner at the plate, it's just the reason why I agree that there should be no DH in baseball. He has really good approaches at the plate. He worked the count. I think the score was 1-1 at the time. And because of him, San Francisco scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning when he rocketed a hit to left field to score a run, extended the inning so that the second run can score. If Madison Bumgarner can hit like this, folks, so can all the rest of the pitchers. They just don't put the time in to do it. And Madison Bumgarner, it's his goal, if, I don't know if you watch the Giant games, to hit the Coca-Cola bottle out in left center field where other guys put it. And believe it or not, I think he's going to do it one day because he just has a good approach at the plate. He just looks for fastballs because he knows 90% of the pitchers can't throw breaking balls for strikes. So he just lays off of it, waits for a fastball, and more times than not hits it very, very solid. So that's just every time I see him, I think to myself, he's not going to go to the Yankees because he loves to hit. And believe it or not, that's going to be a deciding factor if and when the Giants move him.
You know, what's interesting about what you just said, years ago, Phil Rizzuto used to say the following. When you look at the top pitchers that come out of college and think back to your high school days and your college days, the pitcher was one of the best athletes on, if not the best athlete, most of the times on baseball teams.
Correct.
And they would hit for average and they would pitch.
Yep.
And so he never understood why major league teams let pitchers off the hook by not expecting them to do what they did in mm-hmm. college and in high school baseball, which was simply be the best athlete out there when it comes to pitching or hitting.
Here's the problem now. It's trickled down into the high school level and maybe even a little bit lower, where they label kids PO, which means pitcher only. How can you label a 15-year-old kid as just a pitcher? How? How can you do that? He's a 15-year-old kid. And like you said, when I played, probably your best player on the team was a pitcher that was also a shortstop, a center fielder, or somewhere else that can hit the heck out of the ball as well. So this specialization in baseball for kids is what's killing it. Because when you have a kid that doesn't pick up a bat and swing a bat from when he's 14 years old, if and when he does get to the minor leagues and lucky enough to get to the major leagues, he probably hasn't swung a bat except for a fungo to hit ground ball or fly balls to other players in 10 years. That's why they can't hit. Because of the whole way of baseball being taught now and the programs have changed so drastically that you inhibit these kids as a 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid, or you're just a pitcher now. You know what, buddy? You want me to pitch for you? I'm swinging a bat, too, or else I'm going to go find a team that's going to let me swing a bat. But these kids, they just don't have the backbone. And once a parent hears, oh, he's a pitcher only, they see these illusions in front of them that my son is a stud pitcher. Well, no, he's not. All of these guys are doing it, telling you they want your kid to pitch and because they want your paycheck so you can pay travel by baseball. It's a big joke. It's parents need to wake up and smell the coffee because they're not helping their kids by doing this. They're hurting them.
Parents should look up the history of Mariano Rivera. You know when Mariano Rivera was first discovered by Major League Scouts? You know,
he was an outfielder.
He was playing infield and outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And the scouts just walked away. And then one game a scout went back. It happened to be a Yankee scout, okay, and saw a game where he went into pitch and said, hey, this kid's got potential.
That's the way it happens sometimes.
Can you imagine that? he was an outfielder and an infielder. And mm-hmm. he'd pitch. And folks, and Mariano Rivera is going to the Hall of Fame on one pitch.
Yeah.
A one-pitch pitcher.
Yep. He was a freak. He was a lucky guy that however way his fingers grew and the way he released the ball, it went naturally the way that other players spend half their lives trying to make it go. And, you know, he's one of the few. But there are other players that a pitcher whose arm got hurt and all of a sudden now he has to play another position, thank God that his coaches let him hit because now he can extend his career. But now in today youth baseball, there's too much labeling, too much pigeonholing, and that's the reason why pitchers can't hit when they get to the major leagues.